and was still trying to center himself when Jaina shot out of the delivery portal. She stank of singed molotex and charred flesh, and she was firing back into the delivery portal even as the freight system dropped her onto the receiving bench. Ben gathered himself to leap up beside her, but her eye snapped in his direction, and she shook her head. "Stay clear!" Jaina rolled off the other side of the bench, yelling, "Grenade!" Ben reacted instantly, his hand rising as he reached out in the force. He caught something heavy and fist-sized as it shot from the delivery portal, then swept his hand toward the far wall and felt the tiny orb go sailing. In the next instant, a yellow blast seared the side of his face, and he felt himself slam into the nearby shelves even before he realized he had been sent flying. His ears were ringing, and his ribs ached, but he could still feel all of his limbs, and one of them was holding a lightsaber. He extracted himself from the toppled shelving, then turned back to find a Sith warrior already jumping off the bench toward Jaina. Two more, one with a pointed dark beard and the other with an old scar across his nose, were turning to face Ben. Their eyes shone with the anticipation of an easy kill. Ben didn't care for their attitude. He force-blasted Scarnose back across the receiving bench, then left at Pointed Beard. The bearded Sith pivoted forward, whipping his lightsaber around, and their weapons met in a spray of sparks. Guessing what would come next, Ben launched himself into a cartwheel over their locked blades and watched Pointed Beard's force-hurled glass parang spin harmlessly past. He came down behind his foe and pivoted hard, dragging his lightsaber through the Sith's shoulder and torso. The man collapsed, screaming and stinking of charred flesh, and Ben found himself looking down on Jaina from his perch on the bench. She was standing over the corpses of Scarnose and the third Sith, her shoulders heaving as she struggled to catch her breath. For a moment, Ben thought she was just tired from killing two Sith in the 3 seconds it had taken him to kill one. Then he noticed the large circle of blood-soaked cloth on the side of her robe. At the center was a deep, thumb-sized burn hole. "Jaina, are you okay?" Ben's ears were still ringing from the grenade blast, and he could barely hear his own words, much less Jaina's reply. But the alarm in her eyes was plain to see, and when her gaze slid toward the delivery portal, he realized what she must be hearing: the growl of activating control rings. Ben glanced toward the control panel and found Gisella holding her lightsaber with both hands, dragging it back and forth as fast as she could. He pulled a thermal detonator off his combat harness. "Gisella!" Ben could barely hear his own voice, but it was loud enough to make Gisella look in his direction. He tossed the thermal detonator to her. "Blow it!" Jaina suddenly leapt onto the bench, her lightsaber igniting barely in time to intercept a fork of force lightning that came crackling out of the delivery portal. Ben spun to the other side, activating his own blade and moving in for the kill as their Sith attacker shot out into the open. Ben did not strike. The Sith was too familiar. A tall, slender lord with thin, sneering lips, wearing a black cape over blast armor. His hands were extended in front of him, continuing to pour force lightning into Jaina's flagging guard, even after the freight handling system dropped him face down on the receiving bench. Ben waved his blade past the Sith's eyes to catch his attention, then lowered the tip to within a few centimeters of the man's temple. "Surrender or die," Ben ordered. "Decide now!" Jaina's outrage hit like a force blast, but Ben did not care. This was the lord who had taken Vestara prisoner, who had been trying to use her to lure Ben into an ambush. If Ben had any chance at all of rescuing her, it lay with this Sith. So even when the man was slow to stop attacking Jaina, Ben did not kill him. Instead, he placed a boot in the center of the Sith's back and repeated his order. "Surrender or die!" The lord let his chin drop, and the force lightning fizzled out. He turned to look up at Ben.